It's fantastic that we're able to bring some of the festival atmosphere to the Harbour District. So we're thrilled to be coming back with a bigger program than we've had previously. So there's been no end of venues and organisations who've wanted to get involved, and we're thrilled that we're able to work with them.
Could you just give us a flavour of what things will be going on this way?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the main partner that we have is Harbour District Council, and we've worked really closely with them over the last, well, year or so, really, to coordinate shows and events. We've got a whole load of venues like Lutterworth Town Hall, Kibworth Library. People may know Foxton Village Hall, so we're going out into the suburbs of Margaret Harbour. Harbour Theatre are involved, local libraries, and also the Market Hall is going to be transformed once again into a live venue. So some people may have enjoyed the shows that we've done at the Market Hall in previous years. And I think some people might find it a bit odd to think that they're going to see a show in a market hall if they know it as a traditional market hall. But it really is transformed into a fully functional theatre space for 3 days, as part of the big weekend that we're bringing to Harbour. And there's a whole host of performances, from children's events, from films, from stuff for kids and young people and families, and stand-up comedy. So Sean Walsh, that people may know, will be headlining a stand-up comedy show at the Market Hall. And people might have enjoyed the Dad's Army shows that we've done previously at the Market Hall. Well, this year it's a performance based on the life and work of Frankie Howard. The show's called Howard's End. So we're thrilled to be able to produce that with Harbour District Council at the Market Hall. So we try and bring as many different sorts of things that will appeal to different sorts of people as we possibly can. And I think there is, it's a bit of a cliche, but I think there's probably something for everyone. But yeah, the Market Hall transformation is phenomenal, and full credit to to colleagues at the District Council for doing it. It's a phenomenal thing and really ambitious and exciting. And that's what we like at Leicester Comedy Festival. We like it when local partners kind of share the ambition and excitement of what we do. So yeah, thrilled to bits. There are programmes and printed brochures around the Harbour District at the moment. Or perhaps the easiest way to get information is on our website, which is comedy-festival.co.uk, and all the program information and tickets are available by visiting that website.
To be back with stuff live, that must be a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the last couple of years, I fully appreciate have been difficult for a lot of people in many different ways. But it has been very difficult for us and colleagues who produce and promote live entertainment. And it's been a tough old time, really, for us, for producers of the festival, but also for comedians and people that we work with who perform on stage. They've been struggling to earn a living, a lot of them, and do what they do best. So yeah, it feels amazing to be on the cusp of being back live with a fantastic festival. So Leicester Comedy Festival is the biggest comedy festival in Europe, and in 2023 we will be celebrating our 30th anniversary. So it's a big old beast, big old animal, that continues to grow and develop. And I think I said at the beginning, we're so appreciative of our partners locally, because without them, without the energy and commitment from people in the Harbour District, we wouldn't be able to do this big weekend. So thank you to everyone who gets involved, and to all the audiences who hopefully will come and enjoy some great comedy.